good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 142, Love the Research. So let me tell you what's going on now. I'm back from vacation. Not only is Reed back from his vacation, but he has started teaching already. His classes have begun at the colleges that he teaches, or at least one of the colleges that he teaches at up in Northern California. And we are in the hugest, deepest midst, depth of our writing on both the new stage show, The Complete World of Sports Abridged, and our pilot for TBS. And the best part of all of that is that it means we are also deep in the midst of the research about it. And that's, I have to say, that's the part of the writing process that I love the best. It's the part where you get to read all sorts of books and magazine articles and internet articles about the topic, or watch movies based on the topic, or I just find people and talk to people about the topic. Now, as that relates to our TBS pilot, we have spent all summer researching the thing that we're writing about, and it now occurs to me that I can't actually tell you about that. Because we don't want to divulge what that is just yet, because we're working on it with TBS, and they probably don't want us to talk about that. Okay, interesting. Fine, we will not discuss that. We'll talk about it later, but we just can't do it now. Well, and the other thing that's keeping us so busy is that on top of Reed's teaching, he has written a show that he's going to direct with his students up there in Northern California, a clown show. Which sounds very exciting, and I'm going to get him to talk about that a little bit later on. But again, a clown show with Reed, he's been researching his whole life on that topic. And the other thing that's keeping me busy here in L.A., back from vacation, is that Dee, my wife Dee Ryan, and I are writing a screenplay. It's based on an award-winning book, and it now occurs to me I can't talk to you about that either. Yeah, because that has not been announced. And like most things in Hollywood, it might be like Kaiser Soze, it's gone. But at least for the moment, that's what we're working on. And we're deep into the research of that, too, which involves, well, a lot of reading. And I can't really talk to you about that. Okay, so this is not going very well. But the thing we can talk to you about is the writing and researching of the new stage show, The Complete World of Sports Abridged. And that has been fantastic because it's just been an excuse to watch ESPN and all the sports news shows, to look up stats, to look up history, and also you guys, RSC fans and Twitter followers and podcast listeners, have been fantastic in sending us ideas and thoughts for sports that we absolutely must cover. Like somebody sent us the American Cribbage Congress website. Somebody told us about the cheese rolling in Gloucestershire, the extreme ironing world championships, something about the running of the bulls. Where is this other thing? Great sports scandals. I mean, it's just, you guys have sent us so much great stuff. And part of what we've been doing, part of what I've been doing, is I've been using a program for the Mac. Maybe it's for a PC as well. Anyway, it's a program called Evernote. And it syncs. It's a program that goes on your Mac, and it goes on my iPhone. And it allows me to take notes. You know, whenever I think of something, I can jot it down, whether it's on my computer or on my iPhone away from my desk, and they sync automatically together. Or when people send me a website, I can just link to that website, put it in Evernote, and there it's stored for my research. And that's, again, on both things. And that has been extraordinarily helful. But the big... And the other great news about the writing of the show is that we definitely have an opening and an end to the first act. The end of the first act is probably going to end with music. At least that's what we think right now. You know, so check back with us. We'll see how that turns out. And the opening, we know how the show is going to open, and we have some of the lines, but I'm sure the lines will change. But at least we have a conceptual idea for the beginning and end of the first act. We have an idea for the opening of the second act, which I think we agree on, Reed and I, and then we have we think we know how the show is going to end, but we won't really know. That's one of those things that we won't really know until we get there and figure out, does this work as an ending? Yes, it does. Ooh, no, it needs something else. So that's another thing. So really what all this boils down to is that we're just back from vacation, haven't seen any of the RSE guys, all this writing going on. I'm really too busy to do a full normal podcast. So I'm not going to say this is a clip show, because I'm not going to be playing you excerpts from a whole bunch of different podcasts, because that would really take too long. But I am going to play you an excerpt from one specific podcast, because we've realized that this one specific podcast is sort of informing, to a certain extent, the tone of the new stage show, The Complete World of Sports Abridged. It was podcast 47 from the fall of 2007, called Play by Play Part 1. This was when Reed Martin, Matt Croak, and I sat in the balcony of the Royal George Theater and called a performance of the Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged, as if it were a live sporting event. We realized that a lot of the tone of that is going to come into play in the sports show. What I think what's going to happen is, you'll see from the poster, you can see a version of the new Complete World of Sports poster abridged on our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Just look for the headline about it over on the right-hand side. Click on that. You'll see that the poster is filled with TV screens and shots of Reed and I and Matt Croak as commentators. There is going to be this level of sports commentary. No matter what show we're doing, no matter what show we're doing or what medium we're working in, we always like to satirize the medium that we're working in. So if we're doing a sports show, it seems that we must satirize sports commentary and sports casting. So there's going to be a lot of that, and it's really because of the influence of Podcast 47, and because I really don't have time to do a real full-length original podcast this week, I'm going to play you now parts, some highlights from podcast number 47. I'm sorry if this bums everybody out, but it's the depths of summer, and I'll come back next week with something really original.
A beautiful Friday night, a little chilly, wind coming out of the west, about 30 degrees. It's probably going to have some people come to the theater late for some latecomers, but other than that...
How do you think that wind is going to affect the performance?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I know that this is an older building and you can feel the draft, and when they open up the show in the Figsleys, there could be some...
That will not be pretty.
That will not be pretty at all.
These guys stepped right up to the majors with quick. They were drafted only 2 months ago, and here they are in the show.
And I don't know if we've properly introduced ourselves. It's Matt Reed and Austin, and we'll be doing a play-by-play for tonight's performance. And this injury report is brought by The Complete History of America on DVD. That's right. 90 minutes in 200 years or something like 200 years.
That's right.
Years.
We were plagued by injuries here in Chicago. I spent a night in the emergency room that first preview week with food poisoning.
Yeah, we went to this restaurant two doors down. We won't say the name of it, but... Austin definitely got sick from it, and God. We think Brad Baldoff, our producer, got sick from it too. So Austin was in the emergency room at Northwestern Hospital.
And I can't say enough. I want to give a shout out to my boys and girls there at the Northwestern Hospital emergency room downtown.
And in fact, the Radio Shakespeare Company liked that emergency room so much that a few days later, Jenny Schwaner, who is one of our backstage people, got hit by a car crossing the street
in Chicago
and ended up in that same emergency room. Fortunately, both she and Austin are fine, but yay.
Oh, it's not been. Yeah, Chicago's treated us pretty rough.
Yeah,
now I know what the Packers feel like when they come here to play.
It's rough, and luckily, Tim Schoeneman, when we were joking around, he ran across the street. He almost got hit by a car, which really scared us. But the injury report today, I think Tim walked with a little bit of a limp I saw backstage, so he might be a little...
He's got a limp here. There's a little inside scoop.
Yeah, I know why he's that limp.
In the Hollywood show, he plays the cowboy in the second act, and he's got these new cowboy boots, and he didn't put on his moleskin, and he's paying the price.
And I think we're going to see a little bit limping from Kiv Van tonight, who's been complaining about his biblical sandals.
Well, I heard him calling home asking for a special delivery to bring his personal Tevas down to the theater before 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, looking at the official Vegas book, the over-under of the first act is about 45 minutes. I'm saying with a little bit of a bigger crowd and maybe the limping, I'm taking the over on that. I think it's probably go 47 and 48 minutes first day.
That was Maddie the Greek. so we'll see how it goes. The LPMs is a very interesting phenomenon here in Chicago. That, of course, is laughs per minute. We've had a relatively small crowd, and the LPM ratio has been low.
Yeah, no, it's hard to laugh when there's only 12 people in the audience.
Well, you're just the poor audience. It's like...
They know there's nobody there.
Yeah, it's just like... It's hard
no
not...
secret.
I always have to remind myself, don't be mad at the people who are here. Be mad at the people who are not here. But, you know, you're working your butt off, and these 30 people are trying to give you some energy. But, you know, when you have less than a 10% house, ow.
we're about 10 minutes to game time. And actually, though, it's filling up a bit. I think it's going to break 100 people.
I think this audience is going to be well into the three figures.
Hi, I'm Kian Martin.
I'm Daisy Titchener.
I'm Campbell Martin.
And I'm Quincy Titchener. And our lame dads couldn't find any celebrities this week, so you're stuck with us.
Sorry about that.
But you're listening to
the Reduced Shakespeare Company Podcast.
It's fire truck and brilliant.
Friday night here in Chicago, what would you say is the story of tonight's performance?
Story of tonight's performance, definitely, without a doubt, 100% Kif Van den Heuvel's first Bible performance here in Chicago.
That's right. But not his first performance with an RSC show. He did Hollywood two nights ago. I thought he stepped up pretty well. Do you think he can carry any of that experience into tonight's performance?
Well, that's always a question with a rookie. Can they be consistent? Can they be consistent from show to show, night to night? You know, we've been at this a long time. You know, you keep a nice even keel over the course of a season. And so it's going to be a big test for Van den Heuvel.
Will Kif... come out strong for his second performance, or will he pull a Michael Faulkner and completely just tank his second performance?
I'd forgotten that. What's the story there?
Well, the story there is that Michael Faulkner did his first performance of the Shakespeare show at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and did such a blazingly brilliant first performance. It was like he had been performing that show with us for years and years and years, and that was great. It was a Friday night. Next day, he had a Saturday afternoon matinee, and it was like he'd never even looked at the script. And I wrote so many notes in the first 30 seconds, I finally stopped because he went, okay, it's a second show letdown. That's the tonight's story, is will Kif Van den Heuvel have that second performance let down?
Well, and really, the other storyline here is spring training's over. I mean, they had a first show Tuesday, Wednesday. This is their second show. It's a bigger Friday night crowd, so let's see how the boys come out for opening night here.
You know, the question that the commissioner's having is, you know, Kif is looking, his head is bigger, you know? He's got a lot more power. He's clearly more muscled than he was a few days ago.
Yeah.
Is he using performance-enhancing drugs?
Is Kif Van den Heuvel juiced? That's the question.
That's it.
And I saw Brad eating some peanuts. Is that a supplement?
Does he have an allergy to peanuts?
I guess we'll find out. It comes out bloated. It comes out slow. If it comes out groggy, we're going to have to keep an eye on the youngster.
They got to come out strong, though, tonight. I mean, I think that's the key to my key to victories. I got three key to victories. They got to come out strong, they got to come out loud, and they have to engage the audience early. So I think the in-the-beginning blues is going to be a good indication. As long as they know their lines, their confidence will be higher, and they can relax more into the role, and they'll be stronger and more effective.
So there's a palpable buzz here in the room. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the first ever live play-by-play of a Reduced Shakespeare Company performance.
And you can hear the audience tuning. The orchestra's tuning up right now. The orchestra tuning up. The lights are going down. The orchestra's tuning up, and we are just about ready to begin.
The first key here is going to be the belly laugh, which is the three fig leaves. That's where the spotlight comes out. It's going to be Tim and a fig leaf, and then he's going to release his belly, and we're going to wait to see what kind of audience is.
That's right.
Just beside us has sat Carl Hamilton as a cast of four here in Chicago. He's not on stage tonight, so he can sit up here and laugh at the mistakes along with us.
Right. It'd be great. Carl, say hello.
Hello. In the beginning, there was chaos.
I thought I sounded very good in that opening announcement.
You're very consistent.
Thank you. I hope the microphone picked that up. We're way up in the balcony, but that was a good laugh.
It was a decent laugh for a crowd this size, no doubt about it.
That's right.
Now the trick is, can Brad Harbaugh follow this up and go back-to-back laughs with his belly thing? Let's watch.
All right, that's fine. Here we go. Here he comes.
An even better laugh. This bodes well.
The buzz is getting buzzier. Now, but here we know. Now we'll finally find out whether Kiff has been juicing when we see the size of his fig leaf.
The first penis joke of the night.
But not the last.
Audience was stunned a little bit there. I have to say, I think I'm not sure he stuck that laugh.
No, he seemed a little unsure of focus.
On Wednesday, we eat red vegetables. On Thursday, celestial light. On Friday, we eat red.
Kiff's got a really authentic blues voice, which is really terrific in this number.
Well, and they've been doing two-a-days for the last couple of days. They've been doing full shows, run through shows all the way through, and then full rehearsals all the way through, and then shows. So Kiff just blows out his voice every time, but yet he's got that nice, gritty voice. Oh, Tim's off one step.
Oh, yeah, Tim's off on the steps now. If that's not good, he's stepping to the left while the other guys are stepping to the right. But you know what? I'm going to give props up to Tim. He got that list of animals. He nailed that list of animals.
And look what he did. He figured out he was doing it wrong. He just stopped dancing, did his own thing, and then continued right in step.
That's right. He's back on track. Let's listen.
Hold on. Morphine and penicillin and marijuana. You got the right one, baby.
Seventh day.
On the seventh day, God bless you.
Some excellent microphone choreography there from Tim Schuneman, but he got the steps wrong again.
And it happens. The audience count is 92.
92. We haven't broken three figures.
Okay.
And big finish.
We had a serious case of those with a form, void, and nothingness, darkness, and emptiness in the beginning.
Tim Schuneman just called an amazing audible there during the thing. Some guy yelled out something about not being an Episcopalian, and Tim Schuneman said, "Hey, we're not Baptists here. Just don't shout stuff out."
He's definitely considered the lead in the Rook of the Year race at this point.
Yes, he is.
Well, his background is improv, so that's right in his wheelhouse.
They nailed it. They nailed it. They nailed it. Good job.
End of Act 1. What do you think so far? How do you think? It's too bad we can't get down onto the field and talk to the boys and see how they
feel about it.
You know, up here in the press box, you're a long distance from the crowd. It sounds like strong laughter up here, but I bet it's even stronger down there.
I'd
give it a solid B+.
Carl Hamilton, what did you think of that first act? Much kind of nicer than your first act in the Bible.
Incredibly, incredibly jealous of this lovely crowd and the great job that they are doing. I'm totally jealous.
That's right. But you know what? We're all seasoned veterans that we are. We're all up here in the balcony learning some things.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And John Weber, welcome back to Chicago. Welcome back to Chicago. How did that sounded pretty good? Them singing to the backing track, didn't it?
Fantastic. You guys, man, you taught them well. I like the choreography. I wish I could see it on the podcast, but it's like a three-man weave in the basketball. I remember. Yeah,
it looks like some of the plays we drew up when we were part of the avant-garde's football team at Cal.
Yes. Yes. In baseball season, we were the comedy of errors.
That's it for this week's Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your research or clips from your old podcasts via email to feedback@reduceshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reduceshakespeare.com. Just click on forum. You can also find us at facebook.com, become a subscriber to our YouTube channel, or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, underpaid and overworked graduate student TA and personal assistant Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Peter and David Gattenby. No reason. It's totally random. Thanks a lot to the kids for bailing us out, and finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 142/426th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.